This chazar zeh chenish b'achet ha'shag v'am yehudim sechaz chul and daf kuf tes vav. In the previous gemara, Rashi said that loisoicha kol tayeva teaches that anything that's aser is aser to be eaten and aser b'hano. In fact, if so, something that was made on Shabbos should be aser to be eaten, and yet we know that it's mutter for other people. If tomorrow the pasuk regarding Shabbos says ki kodesh hi lochem, which teaches that it's only Shabbos that's kodesh, but the things made illegally on Shabbos are not. If so, in fact, tomorrow when someone plows with an ox and a donkey, if someone threshes with a muzzled animal, the produce should be aser to be eaten and b'hano. If the product of something made on Shabbos, which is more chumadic, is mutter, then certainly the product of these isurim are mutter as well. In fact, if so, the product of klayim seed should be also to be eaten and behano. If the more since the pasuk regarding klayim of the vineyard says pen tikdash, which teaches that it's also behano, this also teaches that klayim of regular seeds are not also behano. In fact, maybe we should say that klayim of the vineyard is also to be eaten and behano, whereas the klayim of seeds are only also to be eaten. If the more the pasuk makes a hekesh between klayim of animals and klayim of seeds, this teaches that just as the product of klayim of animals is mutter to be eaten, the same is true for the product of klayim of seeds. In fact, how do we know that the product of klayim of animals is mutter? Since the Torah said it's also as a carbon, it must be that it's mutter for regular consumption. In fact, if so, when a mother and its offspring are shechted on the same day, they should be also to be eaten and be also b'hano. Since the Torah said that something that's premature is also as a carbon, it must be that it's mutter for regular consumption. In fact, the mother of the mitzvah of shluach hakan should be also to be eaten and b'hano, since the Torah says that it may not be taken. And for the Torah would not say to send away the mother if it was aser, and would then cause an unknowing person who captures it to do something wrong by unknowingly eating it. Zokmar Vaiter, Shtokar said, how do we know that basar b'chalav is also to be eaten in behano? Pasuk regarding Karban Pesach says, al toichlu mimenu no uvashel mevushel. There was no need to write mevushel. It's written to teach that there's another cooking which is also to you like this one. Then this refers to cooking of meat and milk. Rabbi Yochanan asks, why do you need this pasuk as a source? Do you not like the source given by Rebbe who learns this from a pasuk regarding apostle carbon? Rish Lakish said, from that pasuk we would only know that it's also to be eaten, but not that it's also behano. In fact, how does Rebbe learn that basar b'chalav is also behano? If the more he learns exer shava between basar b'chalav and znus, which teaches just like znus is also behano, the same is true for basar b'chalav. Zokmar Vait in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they said the Torah says three times, Loisavashik li bechalev imoy. One teaches us also to be eaten, one teaches us also b'hano, and one teaches us also to cook them together. Zokmar Vait, the Bryce says, Isa ben Yehuda says, we learn that basar b'chalav is also to be eaten from Gzer, Shav from Trefa. We learn that it's also b'hano from Kavah Chomer. If Orla, which does not come about through an Aveira, is also to benefit from basar b'chalav, which is done through an Aveira, surely will be also to b'hano. Isa ben Yehuda continues, you may try to refute the Kavah Chomer by saying that Orla never had a time that it was permitted, which is why it's also b'hano, but milk and meat which were permitted maybe before they were cooked, so maybe it's different. To that we can answer that chametz was permitted before Pesach, and yet it's also b'hano on Pesach. You may try to ask that chametz carries a karis penalty, which is maybe why it's also b'hano, but basar b'chalav does not. To this we can answer that klayim of the vineyard does not carry the karis penalty, and yet it's also b'hano. In fact, Mara, why does he need the gzeirah shavah at all? Why can't he learn it all from Orla and say that Orla, which does not come about through an aveira, is also to be eaten and also b'hano, then basar b'chalav, so which is done through an aveira, surely will be also to be eaten and also b'hano? And we can refute this kal v'chomer from the case of someone who plows with an ox and a donkey, or one who threshes with a muzzled animal, in which case an aveira was done, yet the product of the aveira is mutter to be eaten and mutter b'hano. In fact, why does he use klayim of the vineyard to refute the premise that karis is what makes it also? Why can't you refute it based on orla and then dash on etzara shava? If tomorrow Rav Ashi said we can't dash on etzara shava from orla and chametz because we would refute it by saying that the nevela is also to be eaten and yet it's mutter b'hano. In fact, tomorrow Rav Mordechai asked Rav Ashi, we say in the name of Reish Lakish that etzara shava can only be refuted from within, not from outside cases. If so, why didn't he dash on etzara shava between orla and chametz? And if tomorrow is because etzara shava can be refuted by saying that chametz and orla are different in that they both grow from the ground. Even by introducing the case of klayim of the vineyard, the Tzara Shava can be refuted by saying that klayim is different in that it grows from the ground. And the Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, Reish Lakish has said that we may refute a true mahatzad with even the smallest of refutations. However, this is not a true mahatzad because we've introduced an additional category. This type of analogy can only be refuted if there's a true leniency or a true stringency that's different. Fekamar, we can refute the comparison to all three, Orla, Chametz, and Klayim, by saying that they all grow from the ground. And Fekamar, Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, Reish Lakish has said that when learning one thing from one thing, we can only refute with a true stringency or a true leniency. When learning one thing from two things, we can refute with any difference that we find. When learning one thing from three things, if we learn with a Tzara Shava, we can refute with any difference. If not, we may only refute with a stringency or a leniency. Why didn't Isa ben Yehuda ask that the climb of the vineyard is more stringent because it never had a moment of permissibility, which can't be said of meat and milk? If Gemara Vada Bar Hava says, it must be that climb only becomes usur from when it takes root, but until then it's permissible. Once taking root, the entire plant that was placed in the vineyard becomes usur. Frekti Gemara Shmaya Bar Zeira asks, the Mishnah seems to say that only the new growth that occurs in the vineyard is also, but the original plant that was moved into the vineyard is not. And for Gemara, Abaye said there are two psukim, one which seems to say it's also upon planting, and one that seems to say only new growth is also. Therefore, if seeds are planted in a vineyard, it becomes also at the time of rooting. If a plant is replanted in a vineyard, only the new growth is also. So Gemara Vaitar, our Mishnah does not follow Rav Shimon and Yehuda and Rav Shimon, who says in a Braisa that we learn Xeir Shav from Trefa, the Basav Echalav, which teaches just like a Trefa is only also to be eaten and is Mutabah. No, the same is true for Basav Echalav.